Hello, it's an Odd World After All podcast. I am Rachel Holloway.
I'm Heather Northcraft.
And we are your hosts over at the Wine Time podcast.
We're two best friends that share a passion for talking.
And with that, we decided to create our very own podcast, or Momcast, if you will.
Each week, we bring mom content to each episode. The good moms, the badass moms, and our favorite, the crime moms.
We bring you everything from postpartum to foster parenting, stories about women who've overcome incredible obstacles like Alex Audi, the youngest national president of MAD, a survivor turned complete badass,
and even women like Heidi Jones Acey, who helped to solve her mother's murder, or Allison Botha, who survived the most unthinkable attempted murder I've ever heard of.
You can find us at Wine Time on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or you can find us at our Instagram or TikTok at wine_time_pod. Check us out.
It's an Odd World.
Hey, Oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 32. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, February 8th, my birthday is tomorrow. That's all. I'm just going to be like 30, you know, no big deal. But I mean, who cares? Who cares about my birthday? Because I'm actually going to say happy birthday to February 8th babies. It's your day to shine, not mine. And I'm going to read about you in the birthday book. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
Inherent in February 8th people is a curious mixture of extreme intuition and technical flair, which, if balanced, can make them extraordinarily successful in the world of the arts, especially if they were also born in the Chinese year of the tiger. Of further benefit to them in their musical, artistic, dramatic, or literary pursuits are their strong imaginative powers, which, in combination with their instinctive ability to access a situation and their gift of interpretation, will delight their audiences with their originality. Although intellectual freedom is vital to these people, as the air that is their element, they do not limit this requirement to themselves alone, and are always ready to respect and consider other people's opinions. Furthermore, they shrink from confrontation and therefore generally seek to smooth over conflict by finding a compromise. It is their profound, occasionally almost psychic, sensitivity that drives these people to create peace and harmony around them. They delight others with their unique sense of humor and refreshing company, although they remain reserved and avoid personal topics of conversation. Their ability to effortlessly attune themselves to the moods of other people, as well as their limitless imaginations, leads them not only to identify themselves with others' situations, but also to envisage possible negative future scenarios. Thus, the easygoing facade that they generally adopt may mask a deep sense of distress and emotional turmoil. Their friends and partners should therefore give them unquestioning support and understanding in order to create the stable, loving background which is so important to them. Their virtues are personable, creative, accomplished. Their vices are anxious, concealing, and vulnerable. So again, happy birthday, February 8th, babies. And we are moving on to stories.
This comes from SunshineParadox_ on Reddit.
I predict death through dreams or sudden intense thoughts that say the person is going to die. No one believes me. Usually I have dreams where I'm visited by someone or a pet, and they're saying goodbye. I wake up already crying. It doesn't matter if I live near the person or far away. Sometimes I'll be driving, typing, doing something, and it's like a little voice saying a specific person is going to die, and they all have. The strongest feelings were my dad, a teacher I loved, and another cat. Last year, I stood on a trunk listening to This Year by the Mountain Goats, and the voice said my beloved cat would die. She did that May of an aneurysm. I have personally had two near-death experiences. One was a coma earlier this year, and I saw my beloved cat and my late father. I still have long COVID and almost died 3 weeks ago as well. Anaphylaxis from bad edibles. This would have been a humiliating way to go. I saw the afterlife with my dad. The cat stayed with me as she always did when I was sick in person. It actually caused me to feel peace. They are still in existence somewhere. I won't be alone. But only when it's time. I still want to live. I want to see my daughter get old. I said we'd be like the Golden Girls. She didn't get it, but she's six. Another weird thing is the day my daughter was born. My father's funeral lilies bloomed exactly once. I also hear my dad and I song every time there's a big deal event going on, even if I don't know if it's a big deal yet. I want to understand in the context of almost losing my own life. The second one was actually embarrassing. But it feels like the line between me and whatever exists is thinner. I don't believe I'm in danger. Not from any of this anyway. Maybe COVID and pineapple juice hiding the taste of cheap THC. But not any of this. While I definitely could see how two near-death experiences could thin the veil for you, but that's crazy, the fact that you could predict death. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want that. I don't even want to know when I'm going to die. I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to know, you know? And I think that's okay. But this is crazy. Also kind of sweet because the fact that they did almost die, which is not sweet, it's terrifying, but the fact that they did almost die and they saw their cat and dad on the other side or wherever, whatever you believe in, is just so, that just makes my heart so happy for them because now they know that they are still there somewhere, kind of waiting for them. I don't know, let me know what you think. We're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from TacoCat463 on Reddit.
So, for the last 3 years, I have been dealing with something watching me while I sleep. It has appeared in three different forms. And for all I know, it could have been three separate entities. It all started not long after I moved into a new home. In the early days, it never showed itself. I would just get the feeling of being watched anytime I went near my bedroom window. It didn't really bother me, and I just wrote it off as being paranoid. After about a year, I started to see it in the corner of my eye. But it would dart on the roof as soon as I would look at it. I will describe it to the best of my abilities, since I have never gotten a good look at this one. It has a pale, whitish blue skin, so shiny you can see its bones, and has bright white pupilless eyes. I eventually got rid of it by placing salt in front of my window. Well, that got rid of it for about a year. When it returned, it came back stronger than before. I would start to hear a little girl's voice calling my name as I would try to fall asleep. Though I'm not sure if this was connected to this thing or if this was something else. I would also hear whispering in my ears and scratching at my bedroom door. I don't own any animals. Not long after this, I saw a human face in my window when I woke up. The man I saw was wearing a black cloak. He had a very cultist look about him. But the part that freaked me out the most was when I looked at it, it just stared straight at me and turned its head slightly. Once I recovered from shock, I booked it down the stairs and hid in the basement. When I came back up, it was gone. The next night, the same thing happened. Except that it was like half goat man and its fur was all jet black. And it looked like it was muttering something under its breath. I've only seen one other thing since then. And that was a shadow through the curtains while I was showering. But it disappeared when I opened the curtains. I still live here, and I can't find anything online about my house. I don't think it's a spirit based on its behavior. I think it's something demonic. When I moved into this house, I found a weird wooden doll in the ceiling of my basement. Then, a weirdly deformed handprint appeared outside of my window about 2 years ago, and no one had been on the roof at the time. Sometimes when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll get a random sharp pain, and it's accompanied by a loud sound that sounds like it's coming from my own head. I think this entity is trying to access my thoughts, but that's just my theory though. Lastly, anytime I tell people about this, I start getting this weird sickness in the following days. This makes me think I may have had a curse placed on me. If anyone has had similar experiences or has any idea of what I might be dealing with, I would greatly appreciate you reaching out to me. This one totally creeps me out, and I think it's something negative and possibly demonic. I wouldn't even know where to begin with that because I would just say call a priest because I have no freaking clue. It's very scary that this is happening to this person because you buy a new house and then all of a sudden all this shit starts happening. Absolutely not. The fact that they found a doll and then they see a cloaked person slash entity, whatever it could be, and a goat-like entity, like, to me, that's all negative. And if there was a doll that they found, makes me wonder if maybe the house was previously used as like for satanic rituals, or if there was a curse put on the house, or if there was a curse put on this person. I mean, there are so many different ways you could go with this, and this person needs some help. So if anybody can help, that would be wonderful because that is terrifying. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.